hypnotize all the guys on the avenue. Love them. Just the sight of you.
And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX. I am
Delicious.
And you, wow, you see how he said that? You are Joseph Gillette, Ergo, Trish the Dish, Eric the Indecisive Man of All Time, and Kathleen the Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Oh, wow, he's, it's like an echo in here. Wow, okay. It was like Barry White or whatever his name is.
No, this is Adrian Brody bringing us into the segment. Yes. Adrian Brody from the Stella Art, I don't know.
Stella Art Institution.
Stella Artois commercial.
I never heard of that.
Yes, you have. It's a beer, Stella Artois. A-R-T-O-I-S.
And I always end up.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that. I don't drink.
They always end their commercial with a glass with beer with a nice.
Oh, three beers. You're talking about three beers, right?
No, Stella Artois.
That's what I'm talking about. Three beers.
Well, the reason.
Stella! Menage à trois.
I didn't say that. Okay, but I made her say that. Yeah, I remember Stella, what Eric just yelled out.
Stella is also the dog's name.
Remember that?
Modern Family.
That was.
Streetcar Named Desire.
No,
Marlon Brando.
Yeah,
no, it was. What was that? No, it was Stella was Bette Midler.
All right. Well, we've got we played the Adrian Brody singing us into the segment because I want to tell you a little bit about a film called Manhattan Night, in which Adrian Brody plays a New York City tabloid writer with an appetite for scandal who is drawn into a very nasty case of sexual obsession and blackmail, one that threatens his job, his marriage, and his life. Yvonne Stravowski also stars. You might recognize her from Chuck. And I did not care for the film. If you like old-fashioned noirs, you'll get a kick out of it. I thought it was too slow-burning. I thought it was the story was lackluster. Didn't have enough surprises. Didn't have enough just thrills to keep viewers engaged. So, 1 star.
I have a surprise for you.
I can't wait to be surprised.
Guess who's on the line?
Is it... Who is it? Let me guess by how... Go ahead, guest. Guest, say something.
Meow.
Bobby! Oh.
Yay!
Oh, Bobby, it's been forever, ages.
And you got a meow.
His face just
meow
lit
bark
up,
I'm
Bobby.
Doing, with all the transgender stuff going on, I am doing trans species. I am meow barking Bobby.
Oh, I love that.
How about that?
Wow.
Trans species. Species? Is it species, plural?
Yeah.
I get confused. Hey, young man.
Yes?
Your evaluation, was that of the end of the world film, Solar Flare film you talked about? Minor one, not enough excitement?
Amerigeddon? No, he was talking about this other
no,
one.
No,
this is called Manhattan Nights.
Yeah, Manhattan Night, Adrian
Manhattan
Brody's
Nights
film.
Adrian Brody.
Oh, yeah, that was, I wanted to commend you guys. That was one of the most phenomenal interviews, logical, and something that is of value in today's world, because it can happen so easily. Our Congress, who says all sold their souls for money, which is really sad because karma doesn't pays attention to that big time,
mm-hmm.
Don't care. It would take very little to harden up all our electrical grid systems, et cetera, et cetera. They don't care. They won't do it. So whenever your cars don't start, the microwave doesn't run, you don't have a Faraday cage that you can put anything in. But even if you could, you could not communicate with anybody because nobody else can communicate with you. People will go insane.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They need to, you know, come live with me in my ghetto bunker in South Phoenix for about a month or two to see what that's like, to be totally alone, no technology.
Are you inviting us?
Yeah, to
I don't
bunker?
Care. Yeah, it's a big yard.
I didn't even have to use a pickup line.
No.
Going home with it already. going home to her bunker.
But no,
You're
I agree.
Going home
I...
to a bunker. We've got peaches. We've got oranges. I do the beautiful Mormon thing, which I dehydrate things, including men's bodies. Back to men's bodies.
I bet you've got peaches.
How do you,
back to men's
how
bodies.
How do you dehydrate a man's body?
I don't want to tell you. It's a secret.
I like the oranges.
And stop it.
What?
Don't talk like that. What would your mother say?
Exactly.
Bobby, what? I'm curious. I didn't see you at the bar crawl because you haven't. You went to the one bar crawl and it was like the thrill of my life.
And we got
to
do it again because that black marker washed off my left right boob, and we got to get a new T-shirt and do a new write up on the other boob. We got to be fair
To be clear on the shirt.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's washed out because I've been sleeping on it. The cats love it.
That's good.
They just pounce right on me.
I bet. And
stop. Get the little Chinese fortune cookie things and write all your cute little pickup lines, which I'm surprised somebody hadn't shot you yet.
Yeah, me too.
I agree.
You would be picked up by the scruff of your neck like a snarling cat,
yeah.
And you would be hung up in the orange tree until you obeyed.
We're talking about the oranges again. So, but do you get the Gillette line when I say I am Joseph Gillette Erdo because I'm the best a man can get? Is that work or no?
No, none of that crap works. You just need to be yourself.
Oh,
that's,
I agree.
That's not.
Thank you, Bobby. Okay.
Thank you.
God.
Okay.
If I heard that, I would be gone after the first word was uttered. Not uttered. Uttered.
Well, Bobby, you need to let us know. Go to the next bar crawl with me.
When is the next bar crawl? I've had a lot of dog sitting duties to take care of here.
In 2 weeks. We'll let you know. I'll give you the information next week. So tune in, okay?
Thank you for calling.
What other choice do I? Anytime, gentlemen and
all right. Thank you, Bobby. Take care. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
All right. Wow, she was a little feisty today.
Yeah.
Eric, feisty.
That was what was
that's
your
that's not what I'd call it, but
oh. Interesting.
Oh, that's polite. But yeah, so and we only have like another minute in this segment. Did you want
to?
I know that next week we're going to revisit The Lobster and the movie The Lobster, and we're also going to revisit the neighbor.
We'll
the
do
neighbors
that next
too.
Week. Then.
Let's just do the Neighbors too next week. Sorority Rising. We'll talk about that one. But I know you've got a lot of show left. Right?
A lot of show.
A lot of fun coming up here on Breakthrough Entertainment.
Who's calling in at 11?
Oh, definitely. We're going to be hearing from Mark Gagliardi from the wonderful play called The Gospel According to Thomas Jefferson, Charles Dickens, and Count Leo Tolstoy.
And
Discord.
And at 11:30, in studio, executive chef. I love executive chefs. Of Z Tejas.
Yeah.
And
is he bringing food?
I don't know, but
we're definitely going to be talking food.
Yeah, we'll talk food. And I think that's always sort of cool. Z Tejas, a great restaurant, by the way. And we're going to talk about that, but also what it's like to be an executive chef. Does he do his own creations? I never knew how people do that. So a lot of stuff going on. Z Tejas is a great, great restaurant. There's I think at least three or four in Phoenix, and we'll have to
ask
them about
that. And they're the ones who own the Taco Guild.
And I'm going to say this very, very clearly and slowly. Of course, Adrian Brody, the star of Manhattan Night, I gave one star to. And this is a song that Adrian Brody's character played in, The Pianist.
Yes, I love that.
That's a P word, by the way. We're not allowed to say that.
But that was a great movie,
Ianist?
By the way. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX.
Such a special.
We'll be right back after this word.